Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, my brother-in-law was stationed at a naval base in a place known as Diego Garcia. I've recently heard that area is now going to be released from British control, and I'm not real sure what the relationship is between them and us. Can you give me some clarity?
Yeah, well, Diego Garcia has been an important military installation to the U.S. for decades. It's basically out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. On October 3rd, 2024, the BBC reported, quote, UK will give sovereignty of Chagos Islands to Mauritius. And they've had this for half a century, but they're going to turn it over to Mauritius. And this also will include what's called the tropical atoll of Diego Garcia, which is used by the U.S. government as a military base for ships, et cetera. And the UK, however, is going to be allowed to still have a military base with the U.S. there, supposedly for 99 years. And U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed this as a historic agreement. However, one of the people who lived there said that he feels betrayed and angry because the people who live there haven't been involved in negotiations. We're powerless in determining our future. Now, as it turns out, I predicted that the UK would be losing the Chagos Islands, including Diego Garcia, back on May 28, 2019, which you can read online. And prior to that, I had an article called Will the Anglo-Saxon Celtic Nations Be Divided and Have Their People Taken as Slaves? And I warned that those of Indian heritage may end up with the naval base Diego Garcia and much of what is called the British Indian Overseas Territory. And actually, those of Mauritius are mostly of Indian heritage. And what's really interesting to me is this past Monday, I actually warned that the USA and UK would lose Diego Garcia in a post that I made. Now, I do not believe, by the way, that they're going to be there for the next 99 years. I don't think that's possible. But it's interesting that the people of the Chagos Islands weren't part of that negotiation, but feel betrayed by the UK. And it kind of reminds me of what's going on in Gibraltar and the Falkland Islands, because the people there want to remain part of the UK, but they're not going to. Gibraltar will ultimately end up under European, probably Spanish control, and the Falklands most likely under Argentinian control, no matter what the current inhabitants believe. And let me also add that Northern Ireland will one day become part of the European beast power, and it's likely that officially that the Republic of Ireland will assist in the governance of it.
Dr. Teal, you predicted the UK would lose the Chagos Islands. You maintain that the U.S. will not keep Diego Garcia for the agreed upon 99 years. You also say it is likely Gibraltar will end up under Spanish control and that Argentina will likely control the Falkland Islands. And finally, you say Northern Ireland will be part of the European beast power. By what authority or understanding do you make those claims?
Well, based on biblical prophecy, back in the book of Genesis, God promised Abraham that he was going to bless him and multiply him with nations, and that they'll have the gates of their enemies. That's in Genesis chapter 22. And then Rebecca, who had agreed to become the wife of Abraham's son Isaac, but she was told she was going to become the mother of thousands and ten thousands, and said in Genesis 24:60 says, "And may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them." And many, what we would call sea gates, ended up in the hands of her descendants, but many no longer are. In the Church of God, we've been preaching for decades that the UK and USA would ultimately lose a lot of their sea gates, and that's happened. And why? There's also warnings, for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting with verse 58, that says, if you don't carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, you may fear the glorious name, the Lord your God, cutting down to verse 63. Be just as God rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you will be plucked off from the land where you're going to go to possess. And in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24, God warns descendants of Abraham and Israel, don't defile yourself. Verse 26, you shall keep my statutes and judgments. Don't commit any of these abominations. Verse 28, lest the land vomit you out also where you defile it, just like it vomited the nations that were before you. And so the Bible is clear about such things, that there were various blessings that were promised to descendants of Abraham and Israel, but they were subject to losing those blessings if they disobeyed God. And as far as being plucked off the land, I also wrote an article you can read at cogwriter.com called Will the Anglo-Saxon Nations Be Divided into People Taken as Slaves?
The verses you just read are directed to the sons of Jacob, yet it is the U.S. and the U.K. that are about to receive the curses. Could you biblically tie those two nations in with Israel a little tighter for us?
Yeah, many people do not realize that the Anglo-American descended nations received their wealth and influence, partially because God had Jacob, also known as Israel, give certain blessings to descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh. If you go in your Bible and you turn to Genesis chapter 48, we're going to read something related to the sons of Joseph. This is starting in verse 16. We read, bless the lads, let my name be named upon them. Now, the one who's saying this, his name is Jacob, but God changed his name to Israel. So let my name be named upon them, so they should be, could be called Israelites, and the name of my father, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now, going down to verse 19, he says, and he shall be a people, and he shall also be great, but his younger brother will be greater than he is, and his descendants will become a multitude of nations. So he blessed that day, saying, God, Israel will bless you, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh.
Okay, so I think I understand this a little clearer now. Are you saying that the brothers Ephraim and Manasseh were adopted by Israel and therefore became his sons? And are you also saying that the kingdom, United Kingdom and the United States are those two brothers all grown up? And therefore, by extension, are you saying that the United Kingdom and the United States are brothers?
Yes, and the British Empire, including the Commonwealth, was actually the biggest empire the world had ever seen. It consisted of a company of nations. And while the Chagos Islands, Falkland Islands, and Gibraltar are technically not separate nations, they are separate from the British Isles, do consider themselves to be British, and they are subject to the blessings and cursings given to Israel and his descendants.
Okay, can you cite some additional points that would tie the biblical blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh to the United Kingdom and the United States?
Well, back in 1913, there were 412 million people that lived under control of the British Empire. That was 23%, nearly one out of four people in the world populations at that time. It remains the largest empire in human history. And at the peak of its power in 1920, it had an astonishing 13.71 million square miles, about a quarter of the world's land area. But now the United Kingdom only has 93,628 square miles. That's a reduction of size by 99%. Mm-hmm. It's going to lose more territory, and one day it's going to be conquered. Now, despite British hopes for its future, loss of territories will one day include, as I said before, Northern Ireland, Chagos Islands, Falkland and Gibraltar. And one day, by the way, the actual United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland will be no more. Now, back in the 20th century, the late Pastor General of the old Worldwide Church of God, Herbert Emery Armstrong, he believed the previously attained sea gates helped demonstrate that the modern descendants of Joseph, who they were, and that they'd be lost. And he said in Genesis 22:17, Abraham was promised by God that he'll end up with the gates of his enemies. And then he mentioned Rebecca, which is what I just mentioned before. He uses the Fenton translation, which was, your race shall possess the gates, plural, of its enemies. Herbert Armstrong said, the gates of enemy nations are strategic sea gates of entrance to and from these nations. And although wealth comes from the ground, prosperity and influence has often come from industry and commerce. And commerce is transacted a lot through sea lanes of the world, by ships, and of course by railroads and other things. Mm-hmm. And we saw the British Empire rising up around 1803, And it ended up with various gates, such as Gibraltar, Suez, Singapore, United States, and the Panama Canal, et cetera. The British and U.S. peoples ended up with basically most of the most important sea gates around the world. And we've lost many of them. And he says, and he said, by the way, Gibraltar would be lost. It hadn't happened in his lifetime, but we did lose the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. And then he says, why? And then he cites Genesis 39, where he says, the Eternal was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. The Eternal was with him. And what he did, the Eternal made it prosper. And God did prosper Joseph's descendants, Britain and America, with fabulous birthright, promised Joseph's sons. But again, with the blessings also came cursings, if you disobeyed.
It's interesting. Knowing in the modern day identity of the individual spoken of in the Bible sheds a whole new light on the understanding of the prophets and their prophecies. Where can we learn more about the historical beginnings of modern day nations?
We actually have a free book online called Lost Tribes and Prophecies. What will happen to Australia, the British Isles, Canada, Europe, New Zealand, and the United States of America? And you can find that free at csug.org. Now, you think about this. For many years, the major sea gates of the world were possessed and or controlled by the United States, such as the Panama Canal and a lot of locations in the Pacific Ocean. And the British Empire had the Straits of Malacca. They used to have Singapore, and they used to have the Suez Canal and what was called the Bab el Mandeb, the Strait of Hormuz, Simonstown or the Cape of Good Hope, etc. Now, while that's no longer the case for many of them, they seem to be prophesied to be taken away for disobedience. And the British and U.S. nations have certainly disobeyed God, as well as lost a lot of these sea gates. Now, I consider it's biblically logical to conclude that the remaining sea gates that the U.K. has, such as Gibraltar, Chagos Islands, Falkland Islands, are going to be separated from UK control. And again, as was announced this past Thursday, the UK has agreed to give up the Chagos Islands. Mm-hmm. So the Bible, which we, the continuing Church of God, rely on, has, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, I'm going to read this from the Old King James Version. The Bible reliant has, quote, a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Yes, we've been telling people prophetic things that are coming to pass, including one that happened this past week. Now, this is also consistent with something in the book of Acts. So if you've got your Bible, you might want to follow along. We'll go to Acts chapter 2. I'm going to pick this up in verse 14. This is something that the Apostle Peter taught. He said, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I'll pour out my spirit on those days, and they will prophesy. And that's a prophecy, as the Bible says, for the last day. Therefore, dreams and prophecy were expected for our day, and prophecies are being fulfilled.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.